Support comes from Austin Water's WaterWise Landscape and Rainscape programs for customers replacing water-thirsty lawns with drought-tolerant native plants. Applications and program information at austinwater.org.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around, filling me up with your rules. To admit it's getting better.
And welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. It's always good to see you.
It is good to see you. You know, we're saying hello to each other, but actually this episode is about goodbyes.
Oh, are you leaving me?
No. Are you leaving me?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
So much for goodbyes.
No. Well, it's about other goodbyes, I should say. So this is sort of around graduation time, end of the semester time, end of the school year time.
That kind of goodbye.
You were realizing by looking at the calendar that the students who are graduating this May, this spring, are the students that started their fall of freshman year right after you started being president of Southwestern.
We all arrived at Southwestern at the same time.
So this
And they're leaving. So they actually, something has happened to them. They're moving on. I'm still here.
Well, they are moving on. You are fortunately remaining as president of Southwestern University. But it kind of got me thinking about, so that's one example of a goodbye in education. But actually, if you think about the way our educational system is set up, it's sort of this constant cycle of goodbyes. I mean, depending on if you're in elementary school or high school or college, you're changing classes maybe each semester, each year, which means changing teachers. It means changing classrooms and who's in your classroom. I mean, when you think about it, there are a lot of goodbyes in education.
I don't know about, I'd be curious to hear your reaction to this, but when I was a student and then also when I then became a faculty member, I've always found the end of the academic year a very emotional time. And as a student, it was just, I hated saying goodbye to my teachers because I liked them a lot and it was fun. And then, you know, and not that I was a big, you know, school buff per se, but just it was this sense of community that's coming to an end. And as a faculty member, I feel that even more because you are saying goodbye to students who are, especially the graduates who are leaving and you know, will not come back until, as except as alums. But that when you actually have a class, an actual classroom, and this sounds really morbid, and I'm sorry, but I'm telling you how I feel. It's really a death because you have a living organism made up of, let's say, you know, 20 students or 15 students or even 60 students, and that living thing will never be together.
Not exactly.
The same students will take classes with you, it just won't be the same thing. And that always affects me. And I get very emotional. The last day of class, I get very emotional when I'm teaching.
But I think that's a good sign because it means you were invested, the students were invested, it meant it was a meaningful experience, and it wasn't just, oh, I'm spewing some information and you guys write it down. And I mean,
Well, I can't speak for them. I don't know. I think the emotion might be different for them. In fact, I will tell you that I've been teaching for over 30 years. Only a handful of times did I actually solicit applause at the end of, like, the very, very end. And it always, I'm saying this publicly, I really shouldn't say this, it always annoys me that they don't applaud me. Because they should, you know, it's a lot of work and you'd hope that they'd show appreciation. But the truth is, from their vantage point, they still have a final, they have final projects, they're not done with the class.
Yeah.
So they're not getting all emotional. I'm getting emotional because I'm saying goodbye to them. They still have a ton of work and it's my fault. If I didn't give finals or final projects or this, they probably would applaud.
Well, and I would also wonder if some of that impact on them hits later. I mean, not necessarily even later, just after the exam or the semester's over. I mean, maybe even years later.
Right.
I mean, if any of them happens to become a teacher and experience that too, or if they have children who are in school, I mean, it may be that they feel it. It just happens later.
The greatest gift an educator can receive is a letter or an email or a message from a former student. And I've been blessed that many of my students continue to stay in touch with me. When I was a graduate student in Austin, I actually taught evening classes at Austin Community College, long, long time ago, before you were born.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I...
No, because that would mean you were teaching when you were three.
Yes, and I was. But the interesting thing is that even to this day, I will still occasionally hear from a couple of those students, and to hear what they've been up to and to hear them reflecting on their memories of the class. I mean, that's the gift. That's why we're in this business.
Do you think that goodbyes, that one of the reasons why goodbyes might be so hard is that one way to look at them is they represent change.
Right.
Right. You're changing courses, teachers, venue. You may even be leaving college like these seniors. And change is always hard.
Although, you know, you and I have talked about in the five elements of effective thinking that I wrote with Mike Starbird, change is the thing. I mean, that is the quintessential element for education, is that, you know, we should be open to change. I got to read you something. I'm taking out my phone here. I'm not being rude. It's not like I'm checking my email here. Right. You're probably wondering what I'm...
Don't let me interrupt you, Ed.
No. But it's funny you mentioned this. And you know the song Closing Time? Closing time.
Yes. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was listening to it the other day, and I had to pull up the lyrics because there's a great line in here, which I just want to read to you because I think it's great. So every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. That's true.
And that's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And I think when you think about graduation, I mean, that really is a meaningful line that, you know, an end is nothing more than an opportunity for a beginning to flourish.
Well, you know, one thing about our podcast, we're always saying goodbye to old puzzlers and introducing
That was not smooth.
Oh, I think it was.
Should we take that again?
Smooth.
Let's cut and take it again.
I love that one. We're keeping that.
I forgot that we're live.
It's time for a new puzzler. So what do you have?
Well, I will tell you. Now, we don't choreograph the puzzlers to the thing.
Say. Right. Right.
But it's interesting. We're talking about this kind of sad, maudlin thing about saying goodbye and the end. And actually, I have something that is different than a puzzler.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Recently, about a week ago, I received a letter from Washington Elementary School, from all the fourth graders. This is in Union, New Jersey.
Okay.
And all the fourth graders wrote me a letter, and they each signed the letter individually.
Oh,
so to see all their little signatures.
Oh.
It was very, very sweet. And they asked me a bunch of questions.
Uh-huh.
You know, they used my videos. So they used my math videos, and they said very, very nice things. And they said, we have a bunch of questions we want to ask you, and they asked 10 questions.
Uh-huh.
One of the questions was, what is your favorite math joke?
Oh!
And then they gave me their favorite math joke. So I decided that the Riddler is going to be the setups for three math jokes.
Excellent.
And next week, you have to see if you can figure out the answers to these three math jokes.
I love this. This is great.
Finally. Okay. Finally, I've made Jennifer Staten happy, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So first of all, I will tell you the math joke that these fourth graders sent me as their favorite math joke.
Okay.
The timing's going to be off. I'm just giving you the setup.
Got it.
Next week is the big finish.
Okay.
So this is like a cliffhanger, as we say.
Okay, I'm ready.
We call this a math hanger.
A math hanger.
Okay. So what's a math teacher's favorite tabletop?
Favorite tabletop. Okay.
That's the first question.
Okay, got it.
And now I'll share with you my own two favorite math jokes. So the first one is, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why was 6 afraid of 7? Okay.
You're being a very good straight person here, by the way. I like that. You're kind of reporting it.
Just call me Ed McMahon.
Exactly. And then this is my all-time favorite math joke that I know of. What did 0 say to 8?
What did 0 say to 8?
Correct.
Okay.
Next week, I will reveal the punchlines to these.
Those are great.
And I'm hoping that some of the listeners might have actually heard some of these. But the first one, the one that the fourth grader sent me, which I think is pretty funny, I never heard before. So
that's a good one.
It just shows you how brilliant these fourth graders are.
Those are wonderful. I look forward.
And they're moving up to fifth grade, which is, again, a whole new teacher and a whole new thing.
Right. That's a change for them,
too. And that's scary for them. Yeah.
Well, you know, Ed, just as we wrap up here, it occurred to me also thinking about goodbyes and moving on, especially seniors graduating, I wondered if with all of the technology available, social media, FaceTime and Skype, if that sensation of moving on and saying goodbye is tempered at all, or if it's still the same, because in a way, you know, students and teachers can stay connected in ways they couldn't before. And of course, with a lot of online learning going on, their experience is different to begin with. So I just wonder if that moving on and that goodbye feels different to students now than, say, it did to us decades ago.
Well, I mean, I think you're bringing up a really interesting point, which is the meaning of live encounters, live interdiscourse. is something that I think is being challenged by technology. And I'm not saying this is, by the way, a good thing or a bad thing.
But no, it's just how it is.
It is how it is. In fact, I was talking with a colleague of mine, Paul Secord from Southwestern, and he was saying that, you know, years and years ago when we were all kids, having a big name speaker was such a big deal. I remember I got to meet Admiral Grace Hopper, who's this amazing pioneer in computer science. And she kind of was in the Navy and led great things. And I got to meet her and shake her hand. And it was a really big deal. Today, you go on YouTube and you can hear every single, you know, address that these people give. So it does take away a little bit of the drama, if you will, of the endings and the beginnings of these things. But still, I would argue that if you're offering truly impactful education, then those live interactions are at the essence of what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, Ed, we thank you for helping us keep our brains sharp always. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.
It's getting better.
Support comes from Austin Water's WaterWise Landscape and Rainscape programs for customers replacing water-thirsty lawns with drought-tolerant native plants. Applications and program information at austinwater.org.